This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Planning for a post-Saddam Hussein Iraq continues. Over the weekend in London, a group of Iraqi exiles, led by a former Iraqi foreign minister, announced the formation of a new opposition group. This new organization sees itself as an alternative to another coalition of Iraqi exiles, which is being promoted by the Pentagon. NPR's Sylvia Poggioli reports from London.
At first glance, Adnan Pachachi could pass for a British banker rather than a Middle Eastern politician. A patrician figure, he's the scion of an old Iraqi Sunni Muslim family, and he served as Iraqi foreign minister and ambassador to the United Nations. He has been living in exile since the Ba'ath Party took power in Iraq in 1968. This weekend in London, Pachachi rallied around him 300 Iraqi professionals living in exile, and they formed a new group called Independent Iraqis for Democracy.
We are a group of Iraqi independents who have liberal and democratic tendencies, who do not accept that political activity should be based on ethnic origin or religious and sectarian affiliations.
This was an indirect attack on the Iraqi National Congress, headed by Ahmad Chalabi, an umbrella group said to be promoted by the Pentagon. Pachachi and his supporters were long opposed to the Allied military operation in Iraq. But now that war is underway, he is convinced it's up to the Iraqi people to rebuild their country.
And therefore we see no reason, no justification for any outside authority to oversee the reconstruction of Iraq, while the Iraqis can do this probably better than anybody else because they know the country.
Pachachi was referring to media reports that the U.S. is already creating the foundations for an American-led post-war civilian administration. The new opposition group plans to create its own transitional authority. Pachachi says the group's goal is to administer the country in coordination with the United Nations.
Especially this is important in view of the fact that there's going to be a void after the immediate aftermath of the war, which we think should be filled by an Iraqi transitional administration.
Another coalition of Iraqi professionals living in exile also met in London over the weekend. The Iraqi National Group has decided to join forces with Pachachi. The group is working on long-term policies to rebuild Iraqi infrastructures. Several hundred exiles met here to brainstorm on issues ranging from education and health to media and law and order. The group's head, Laith Kuba, is well aware that being welcomed in Baghdad could be difficult.
Unfortunately, the younger generation in Iraq knows nobody other than Saddam Hussein. That's part of Saddam's strategy, and that is partly why Iraq can be open to radical politics, that some populist figure would suddenly emerge and capture the whole imagination of the country and push it towards radical. It's a possibility. We are all moving to the unknown.
Kuba, like other Pachachi supporters, says that the Iraqis' negative reactions to the Allied military campaign have made it harder even for the exiles to win credibility in their homeland. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, London.